We are learning Maseches Bar Metzia, Daf Samach Zayin Amar Beis, and we are beginning on top of Daf Samach Zayin Amar Beis. Omar Rabbi Reid Rav Yosef, which made the Rava. Hai Mashkanta Ba'asor De Mesalki, in a case where you have a Mashkin which I could take off any time. Now I just want to speak out, the Rashi says it Amar Aleph, it says it Amar Beis also. Rashi Shita is, if it's a Mashkin De Loi Mesalki, it's actually better. Because a Mashkin Loi Mesalki, we look at it a Mechira, like a renting. If I give it to you, And I can't take you off it, so we look at it that you rented it, or you bought it. And then I buy it back after 10 years. Hooray, I can't buy it in the middle, so it's not a loan. It's partial, I bought it for 10 years. Therefore, Rashi Shita is, by Asra, the loy mesalki, you can't take him off this property. There's no Shiloh Ribbis, it's not a problem. The whole problem is Ribbis start by a Mashkin, which I could pay up any time and get back my property. Because now you're eating Paris, and now that's Ribbis. So what's the Eitzah to make it Mutter? It seems like, from a Gemara, Daf Samaches, that every person who lent money wanted to make some, in today, that's the denos, they may always try to have a hat to Iska. No one wants to give $100,000 free loan. It's hard to do that. And therefore, we want to have a case where you can eat from the Mashkin, Beheter. So what's the case where you can do a Beheter? So hai Mashkin, ba'asu de Masalki, loy nechel el ben achaisa. You shouldn't eat unless you do nechaisa. What does nechaisa mean? Let's say it's a $100,000 loan. And you make up that the Mashkin, I'll pay you per year on the Mashkin, per year, I'll pay you, I'll take off the loan $500. Now really, this field's worth $10,000 maybe. But I'm going to pay you every year $500. So my son, I'm paying you $500 for the field, so you can't tell me it's Ribbis. I'm getting a good deal, but it's fine. That's what the Chayis means. I'm getting a good deal, but I'm paying you per year for the property. So that the halacha is, that's mutter, but Ikar Adin, that's mutter, because I'm paying for my Paris, my son. I'm paying for the Paris. So it's a $100,000 loan. You could be misalik me anytime. It's a real loan. I have a mashkin, and I actually eat the Paris of the mashkin. The problem is eating Paris for free. It's ribbis. No, I'm paying you $500 a year. That's what the chayis means.
Is that getting
you
that ribbis?
No ribbis here. There's no ribbis.
Discount.
What?
A discount of $500.
Right. So it's not called ribbis, that discount. Why? Because it might get nothing also. So it's not lav dafka a discount. If you look at Rashi, the third line from the top, shinakaloi menachoyv dava kotzav l'shono. The nirikamaycheloi. The yared besafik. That filo tilka. If it will have no Paris, lo yibah Paris, inakaloy es kitzva. Hilkus shakam ne tvei lav ribbisu. Even if you take it more, it's not ribbis. You know why? Because it looks like I'm getting a good deal. Because you know who knows? And I'm taking the risk. So therefore, it's fine. But a tshuvim rabban on a filbin achayis leinechel. If he's a talmud chacham, he shouldn't do it because people look at that as ribbis. It looks like ribbis. Doesn't look right. So it's, even though it's mutter, a tshuvim rabban should not do that. Elba my nechel, so how is it possible to eat? So it's even the Rav's kasha. We want a case. So how should you do it? Because we want a case that should be done. The Gemara says b'ketusa. What does ketusa mean? We'll see in a second. Honich lemandi elba ketusa sharia. Elamandi ketusa asir ma'ak lemen. What are you going to say? The itma we learned ketusa pligi bar of acha ravina. Chado me ketusa sharia. Vechado me ketusa asura. Now what is ketusa? Hechido me ketusa. A case of kitzusa, which might be better than the chaisa, is like this. The makeup, the malva, the first 5 years, eats it, all the paris, and after that, the loiva gets all the paris. So then it looks like an oris. It looks like an oris. Because when I have the property in my possession, and then 5 years I eat, and 5 years you eat, that looks like a risus. And that's fine. That's not a problem. It looks like the malva is an oris, and it doesn't look like he's eating out his ribbis. And therefore, that would be better than a regular case of nechaisa. So actually, the Rishonim asked on the Rashi Shita that here we're talking about always ba'asra the mesalki, so it's a little shver, because that could look like a rhesus. I could get you off in the middle of 5 years, I can knock you off there. So it turns out you ate the pears without me eating pears. Whatever. Anytime I want, I can pay up the chayv and get you off the and get you off the property. That's the Rishonim's cash on Rashi, but it's fine. Let's leave it on the side. Al kaponim, we had a problem here that Tamicham can't do nechaisa. So what do? You do ketusa. Ketusa is better. Ikedamri, call below nechaisa also. No, it's not better. That case is not better. It's not nechaisa. It's also. Aber hekedamri ketusa. Domalei ad chomeshnin achil lebenechaisa. It's a little different. It says the first 5 years, afterwards, all the loiva gets all the peris. So that also looks a little better because lemaisa is not nechaisa forever. So therefore, it's better than a case of nechaisa forever because you're only nechaisa 5 years. So manda also becomeisa sharvus raisa. If you hold, in the first case, you hold also, that's worse. You're getting everything the first 5 years. The second case might be mutter. Manda also becomeisa. He's asked every case. So what's so if he that man the yama? When is it possible for Talmud Chacham to do a mashkin? Hechishar lebechel. How is it possible to eat? Shari ki meshkanta de sura. He could do like a meshkanta sura. What's meshkanta sura? The kasve hachi b'mishlim shtin ilain tevgar lo kesef. They make up $500 a year, let's say, or $500 a year would be hard for me to do my math. $1,000 a year, and they write a star. After 100 years, you're going to get it out of the kesef. Then it helps. Break taisus. I don't know how it helps. It's still a great deal that you're getting. You're still getting it for cheaper than the price. So what's the difference? If it says the mishlim da, you get it back. So what? What does that help? What does Masechta Surah help? Huh? That's all work. You're not getting this guy. You're not gaining anything. You're trying to gain something. We're trying to see how could the Malva gain? This is a long time problem that we're trying to figure out how the Malva can gain. Because they're not going to do loans or not. The Shlaitil does my love in his Lashon HaGemara. You need one to gain. So we said he can't gain, but the Chayis doesn't look good. But we say if you have a Meshkanta Surah, it works. What's a Meshkanta Surah? The Gemara says. Exact same thing. Just the Mishlim Shtin Elan Tepik Dolla Gesa. What's going on? Toys has a Kasha. Top Toys says, Tema Toys says, Ma Benzel and a Chayisa. First of all, he says like he holds a grass. He says, first of all, it has to be you can take him off any time because if not, then it would be mut anyway. And he says, what's the difference over here? So he says, maybe it's not less price. So he says it's not much like that because no one does that. So Tyson's answer is that since you wrote it in the star that after a certain amount of years I get to keep it, it looks more like a mecha. That's all. It just looks better. Since I wrote in the star, then after this amount of years, it's like, you know, it's a lease, 100-year lease. And after that, I'm getting it back. I'm going to get it back. Automatically, it looks more like a lease and less like a hava. A schirah, a lease. As I said, a lease. Looks more like, always the Gemara, all the Shoinim and the Gemara calls a schirah, a mechir also. We have it called mechir lezman. Schirah is always called mechir. They're the same kiyanim, everything. So a kaponim, that's why it's better, because it looks better. That's the answer. Meshkanah Surah looks better, because you write in the star, you'll get everything when you're finished. No, not towards the Echuzi. Not towards the Echuzi. Rapapa Rav Huna Breder Yeshua Amri Tavayu. The Gemara was written in Bavel. Rapapa Rav Huna Breder Yeshua Amri Tavayu. Hai Mashkanta Ba'asra de Masalki. So now we're talking about a Ba'asra de Masalki. We're there. What you're eating, remember, is a shtickl. Either it's ribis or if it's benachaisa, it's muta benachaisa. So halacha is those payrois ain balchoyv goy vehimenu. So here, let's picture this malva. He got himself a field, and he's eating the pineapples from the field for all these years. Those pineapples are not considered karka. They're considered only payrois. Why? Because the Malva does not own that property. That property belongs to the Leiva, really. So therefore, Ein Balchoy Goy V'Emenu, which means if the Malva dies, so the halacha is that his Menchosim are Meshuvah to the Chayvis, but not as Metalchlim. So this property, it's a Mashkin, is not considered a property that has Meshuvah, it's considered like Metalchlim. And Metalchlim Yaslam Meshtabdi. That's what it means. Ein Balchoy Goy V'Emenu means that Metalchlim are not Meshuvah to the Balchoyv after he dies. Also, if he dies, the Bechor does not take Pishnaim in the pineapples, because the pineapples are considered Royu. They're considered things that are, means after he dies, these things that are coming, that are coming like as profits. It's considered Royu. It's not considered something he owns, he has a handle on. Because the halacha is, the Bechor only takes Pishnaim, but Muchsik, not Royu, only something that he actually owns, B'shas he dies, not things that are coming in. V'shvias mishmat also, and also shvias is mishamet this, that when you have a malva b'shtar, it's mishubid. So this thing is not called malva b'shtar. This is not called a shibud. This is not called that I'm holding on to his mashkin. If I have a real mashkin, I'm a taltlim. Dear, you're kind of the mashkin. Taka helps for that. Shvias is not mishamet it. But this is not called a mashkin you have a kinyan on. You don't have a kinyan as a mashkin. You just have a kinyan on a right, on a future peiros. That is not enough to make that shmita does not work on that. So these are three things that happen. Uva asra deloy misalki, but in a place where I cannot take you off the property, so then it's considered more like a lease, like a rental, like a lease. So then you own the karka. Vein shiris b'shvina tasa. They collect on the pineapples, and the mechor gets pineapples, and those shvina. You know why? Because that right on the pineapples is a real kinyan. It's a kinyan aguf. I owned the property for 10 years, so then that is considered a muchzik on those things, and those things will one of the bechor will take mishnayim, and the bechor will have to collect from that. Ba'omah zutcha mishved rab papa. Hai mashkanta ba'asro de masalki. So what about in a case where you can masalik him, and I come any time with my money, I get him off, right? So after 1 year, I come with my full $100,000. Here's my $100,000. So the halach is, he has to stop eating pineapples because I get back the mashkin. So masalik alei, afil matamri da abudio. Talking about their dates, punk, that the dates are on his mats. He doesn't get it. They fell off the tree. He put down mats to catch the dates. They caught the dates. I get the dates. The loiva gets the dates. I was playing in my field. It's mine. But if you put it into his basket already, then already he was cutting it. So let's read it inside. So he says that if you put it in his basket already, he's cutting it. If you hold that if I put my kalim in your reshus, your kindness are here, my mat is considered my reshus, it's my keli. Means the malva's keli. Even though the loiva, again, the loiva owns the guf, so it's considered his reshus. I feel like bin resistant kind of kind even without hagba. The basket of the malva was hagba, but here if you hold the keli shakalakeh kind of just maicha, then it'll be kind over here. Which was that? The loch is over here. Very good, very good, very, very simple. When this mat, whose mat was this? The malvas.
Okay.
Now I fell into my mat. Why am I not koina? You know why I'm not koina? Because the makarka belongs to the loiva. Makarka belongs to the loiva. It always belongs to the loiva. And the tree belongs to the loiva. But he gets to pay us right now. He wasn't paid it yet.
Okay.
He came to pay it. When he walked into the field to pay it, there was sitting on detached dates were sitting on the mat. Who gets it? It's on his mat. And now, from now on, the parents are going to go to me. But until yesterday, the parents were going to you. The parents fell off yesterday. The loch is, I still get it. You know why? You weren't kind of yet. It's still sitting in my property, so I'm getting it. But if I put it into my basket, I made agba already, then it's in my house. It's mine already.
Because
it belongs to the loiva. That's what we said. It belongs to the loiva. The gufa kar belongs to the loiva. As we said, you don't get the bachar as a collective, you don't get pishnaim. Now, the halacha is here that if you hold kalev shalakayach is kainer b'shus meicher, so then he was kainer. You know, because who owned this blanket? The malva. So therefore, once it fell onto his blanket, he was kainer. It's a yurishus. I hold kalev shalakayach kainer b'shus meicher. That's good now. So I'll read it inside one more time. It says that filu mitamri da budya, you're not kainah. The agbinu was yesterday, but you picked up in a basket. Kano lemanu mekev shel keach b'shemecha kainah lekeach. Then I feel like agbinu is kainah. You're kainah anyway. So the mara pshita, but asked the masalki in a place where you could be masalik someone from a property with paying him off. Omar, and they made up b'shas the halva loy mistel kano. I'm not going to take you off. You know the minig is that I could pay you up and get you off the mashkin. But shas when I gave the malva gives you the money, he says I'm taking your property. You can't prepay. You can't get me off. So that's you don't need another kinyan. Stam, I gave the money and I made that up. But shas when I gave you the money, your malva gave you the money. That works even without another kinyan. Hakama loy mistel kano. The question is the opposite case. Abasu loy mistelki in a place where really the malva holds onto the property until the end of the chayv. Va'omah, the loiva says, and that's the minik. And the loiva says, when he was getting the money, by the way, I want a right to prepay. Mistalkano. My, tzarech l'mikri me'ei or loy. You have to make kinyan not. Rashi learns the shayla is it called patumi mili? Because really, the minik is not like that, and why should the malva do this? So you maybe need a kinyan for that. So papa omah loy tzarech l'mikri me'ei, you don't need a kinyan. V'sheish v'ed ravid omah tzarech l'mikri me'ei, you do need a kinyan. V'hilchasah, the loch is tzarech l'mikri me'ei. You do have to make a kinyan, because if not, it'll be debura ba'amah like Rashi learns. Omar Ezel v'Aisi Zuzi. Let's say there's a place where you can masalik him. He says, you know what? I want to masalik you. I'm bringing you money to masalik you. The loch is, loy ochle. He has to stop eating right away. Even though he didn't give the money yet, but I have the money. I'm bringing you money. He says, Ezel v'Etrach v'Aisi Zuzi. If I'm going to bring money, the loch is, Ravina am ochle, Mazut Ravina am loy ochle. Ravina says, you eat, and Mazut says, you don't eat. Luckily, you still don't eat because I'm saying I'm going to pay you. I want to stop you, and therefore loy achol. And therefore, you cannot eat. Once I say I'm going to bring you money, I can stop you from eating. And tomorrow's shiur will continue about the Shiloh of Nechaisa and between the Chomah and Nechaisa. We'll continue with Hashem tomorrow.